Welcome back. Episode 33 of the Grapes and Gorak Show, the Dalvin Cook episode. I'm Grapes.
Gorak.
It's Tuesday, the day before free agency officially starts. There's these, what are they called? The legal tampering period going on right now.
Seems like everyone is just signing now, though. I don't know. Like, I feel like a couple
everyone
years ago.
Except one person is signing
right Le'Veon? Now.
Yeah. And Anthony Barr, he agrees to a contract and he backs out right away.
Well, that's why we like the legal tampering period, because he didn't actually agree.
Yeah,
verbally agreed, then backed out.
Well,
I thought you were referring to Le'Veon and how he hasn't signed and he just keeps tweeting stupid shit like he's about to. And
yeah,
everyone's kind of like, wait, are the Jets just negotiating against themselves? Is no one actually, like, is there no other team for real? So,
and then there's talks about him only getting like 11 or 12 million a year from teams, and that's what the Steelers offered him. He's looking for like 15 to 18. So
you're not getting 15 to 18.
I know. You sat out a year and you're a running back. Like, running backs don't get paid. Just deal with it.
But enough about that bum. So the big news for us, Anthony Barr, yesterday, agrees to a deal with the Jets.
Big deal. Like,
It sounded like it was 15 million a year, up to 17 to 18 with incentives. He just changed his mind. You know, he sat on it, thought, this is fucking dumb.
Why would I go to the Jets? They've been terrible for
Greg
years.
Williams? Is that what I want to do?
Oh.
Because he did such a great job with Jamie Collins and backing Jabril Peppers up 40 yards. Oh. Come on. So he changed his mind, come back here for less money. $13.5 million a year.
Yeah.
Incentives, I think.
A five-year, $67.5 million dollar deal?
With incentives up to like 77 or something. Like
yes.
That. So I thought the Bears are going to sign Cordarrelle Patterson, 2 years, $10 million.
Oh, that's the first time hearing
about that. It just popped up on the screen.
Don't like it. Don't like him and Matt Nagy's offense. Kind of scary. Twice a year. Him, Tech Cohen. He runs a gadget offense.
Yeah, that is a good
gadget. That's a gadget player.
That's a good scheme to go to. That was smart by Cordarrelle.
Well,
I'm really not afraid of him, but he's a hell of a kick returner.
So, Devin Hester always killed us. Cordarrelle Patterson might kill us. And didn't they both... Devin Hester have dreads. They kind of at one point.
What point?
Yeah, last year, at least had the long cornrows sticking out of the helmet. So I mean, you know, all those factors. I'm kind of scared.
Cordero.
Is number 84 open?
I think so. I think it is.
Good on you, Patterson.
I like Patterson.
Yeah, I do too.
Kind of shouldn't have traded up for him. It's a bad move.
Yeah, but
he's cool.
You know that rookie year, that lost season.
Oh, I thought he was gonna be a star.
I think everyone did. I mean, for sure. The game against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. That was such a sweet game. I think we ended up blowing it, but it was.
We did.
It was a fun game. Back to Barr, though.
Love it.
Thought like 15-ish million was kind of like, I don't want to get in that area. I think we were like, okay, a little more than Kendricks probably. We're okay with it.
Yeah, it's the 12 million. So
yeah.
He... A little past that, but...
Yeah, but nothing crazy. Like, he's better than Kwon Alexander.
And he took the
I'd
same...
rather have him than CJ Mosley. Like,
probably.
Barr's been in this defense. Barr can do... He can rush the passer. He can play coverage. Like, Mosley's kind of more of a traditional linebacker. Kwon Alexander, I mean, he shouldn't even be... I don't know what the hell they're thinking. The guy misses more tackles than, like, any linebacker in the league.
I saw that he... Like, only 9 players since 2010 or 13 have missed 50 tackles, and he's missed 73.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
he's a linebacker who can't tackle. That's
a problem.
That's a huge problem.
So
And he's not good in the run game, and he's coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah, like in October.
Yeah, so he's like he's basically a box safety who's hurt all the time.
Bizarre. So I think the money made sense for Barr. I was okay with him leaving. I was like, all right, that's fine. I kind of
thought it already happened before it actually happened. You know, I was...
Oh, absolutely.
I already
just because of the way, like, everyone was talking, like, it sounded like he was going to get paid as an edge rusher, which is what the Jets tried to do.
Sounded like West Coast teams liked him,
which was a lie.
The
article on the Athletic today said that his preferred spot to go to was Detroit with Patricia.
Oh yeah, so
that
must be a lie.
Definitely not West Coast.
No.
And then his other choice was the Jets. not really his choice. Like, it sounds like he didn't really actually want to go there, but sort of who's going to pay him the most of those teams. He liked Detroit first, but they signed Trey Flowers, so he went to the Jets, got a big contract, and then sat on it, and it didn't sit well, it seems like. Schefter said he was sick to his stomach.
So, well, I would too. I mean, who wants to go to the Jets? The goddamn
Not Kirk Jets. Cousins.
Not Kirk Cousins, not Anthony Barr. We have them both.
Got them both. So, but yeah, like, I was okay with him leaving, but I'm super excited to have him back too.
Yeah. Like,
everyone is back on our defense except for Sheldon, and he was sort of a hired gun, a 1 year.
Yeah, we knew it was probably only going to be 1 year.
Yeah.
If he did well, we wanted him back.
Mm-hmm. And he got paid, and I what was it? 3 for $36 million.
Yeah, 30. So $12 million a year. I don't think he's worth $12 million.
I don't either, especially with this draft class of three techs. Just go find one.
No.
And with the way the linemen were paid.
Crazy money at those guys.
We had to fill either linebacker, three tech, or get a lineman. And it was just, I think it actually made the most sense to get Anthony Barr. Like, Jordan Hicks got a reasonable deal, but he's injury prone. And we know Anthony Barr. Like, why not just pay for the guy you know that's been in the system?
Yeah, and the deal that Hicks got in Arizona, it's $9 million a year compared to $13.5 million. And, like, if you're trying to save money, yeah, you know, go with Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to get better and trying to
And so win much a title, riskier.
Exactly. $4.5 million, I don't think that pays for the experience that Barr has.
Yeah, the experience he has, the versatility to be a blitzer and a coverage guy, and then also that he doesn't get hurt. I mean, Barr does get banged up from time to time, but Jordan Hicks has missed, like, huge parts of seasons, and really that's, like, his... When he plays, he's good, but he doesn't play that often. So,
and, like, last year, I believe Jordan Hicks missed, like, 9 games.
Yeah.
Which, so...
Yeah, so it's far riskier.
Yeah, you're paying $9 million for a guy who plays half a season. Like, that's not very good. That's not smart. It's not smart. And like you said, Barr's super versatile. We'll probably keep using him more and more as a rusher. He graded out as the number one or number two off-ball linebacker from Pro Football.
And I think they said he actually blitzed like 26% of the time. So, like, they brought him quite a bit as that, you know, fifth guy or...
Yeah, and he got a couple sacks, but, I mean, they're... People probably see him coming, they're like, oh, gotta pick that guy up.
Yeah, and the way Zimmer... Well, they're showing him right now, sacking Russell Wilson, free release. Oh, I mean, you can do so many of those zone blitzes, too, where, like, you know, the other end drops, and then he drops, or he blitzes from the other side, and you're confusing the offensive line and stuff, so...
And he's really good in the run game, too. He does.
He's a really good linebacker. Yeah, I didn't really want him back at 15 plus million. I like him. Would I, like, we kind of talked earlier today, like, maybe, like, if we would have got Matt Paradise on that
3 for $27 million.
Yeah, what is that, $9 million a year?
$9 million a year.
Like, you could almost have got that plus maybe. The problem is the linebacker. Another reason why Barr makes sense is because the linebackers got paid a decent amount. Like, you're already paying $9 million Preston for Jordan
Smith,
Hicks.
Preston Smith, 4 years, 52 from the Packers.
So that's over $12 million a year. So it's right around Barr money.
Yep.
Because he got the 5 and he only got 4. And then linebacker in the draft is so shallow. Like, it's so thin. Just getting Barr just, okay, now we don't need to worry about that. We don't need to draft. Like,
do you think that eliminates us from taking a linebacker in the first 3 rounds?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, Kendricks and Barr are both on long-term deals now.
And we play nickel, what, 70% of the time?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to draft a guy in the second round to take Gideon's job when we have giant holes at linemen.
Yeah.
Maybe in the third if someone fell, but, like, again, it's not a good linebacker draft. It's probably the worst position, that and quarterback.
Yeah, because quarterback's not very good. It's
Kyler Murray.
And with the running backs running so slow, that's...
That was a really... And that was already a pretty poor running back class. So, yeah, it's probably running back, quarterback, and linebacker are the worst positions in the draft. So, I mean, I like the Gopher, Blake Cashman. I like Voshan Joseph. Like, there's some guys, but if they fall to the fourth, I would say not in the first 3 rounds.
Right on. Right on. I was just curious because I saw somebody earlier, they said it... It doesn't take us out of taking a linebacker in the first 2 rounds. I'm like, The first two, I think it takes us out of, but the first, I feel like third, fourth round, I feel like if Zimmer gets a guy he really likes,
like falls to us. Yeah.
Like Voshan Joseph or Blake Cashman, I think if they're there in the
third, it's good value. I just kind of sucks. I mean, it's depth. A third round pick, yeah, maybe you do it if it's clear best player available. I think definitely in the fourth. I feel like that's where it. People always say they draft best player available. They don't. So, but I feel once you get to the fourth, that's truly when people say, "I'm actually drafting the best player because I'm not counting on these guys to fill needs anyways. Yeah. It's their lottery tickets. So yeah, if I pull a linebacker that turns out to be really good, cool. But in the third, I think you're actually looking for someone that can help you this year. And how is a guy who's going to play 20% of snaps going to help you that much? Special teamer or something?
You're out of the top 100 already. Yeah. And there's never 100 good players in the draft to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, it's at that time you just
grab. I would say first, second round, zero chance. Third round, like 20% chance. Fourth round, completely could go linebacker. But we have a late third, so I guess it's possible, you know. But yeah, if you just can't, like, even if Devin Bush is on the board and he's, how can you take him? What are you going to do with him? Your two linebacker spots are filled. You have no other, because I don't even consider that third linebacker a starter. Like, Ben Gideon is not a starter.
Yeah, I guess.
Mackenzie Alexander's a starter.
I was going to say, I'd probably call Mack a starter before I call
him. The nickelback is our starter. Like, there's no way that I would call the third linebacker. So, I would definitely not in the first two rounds.
Right on.
I wouldn't
take one anyway, or either. Because I like the linemen. I like the top class of the linemen.
That's the
Three tech and the interior and the offensive line.
It worked out perfect. And not only are those are good all the way through the draft. Whereas again, linebacker was like kind of the worst position. It was one of the worst classes of free agency, and the ones that were out there as far as like off ball linebackers. I mean, even. Who is the Thomas Davis even got paid decent money.
Oh, where'd he end up?
He went with the Chargers.
Okay.
And it wasn't like a 1 year, $3 million deal. I think it was like 1 year, $8 million or something.
Oh, boy.
So,
and we were thinking we could get him for three, four million.
Peanuts, yeah, and just grab him. So fill your linebacker hole, and now we can draft from the two best spots in this year's draft, offensive line and defensive line. So I think it all it makes sense.
It kind of gets me more excited to get to the draft. Because, I don't think Devin White was ever a realistic option for us at 18.
Right. He's going to be gone. And then we talked about how the other two are kind of in that no man's land. They don't. You know, they feel like a reach at 18.
But they're not going to be there at 51.
Exactly. So it's like, how do you get them? And if you don't sign Barr back, how the hell do you fill that spot?
Do you try to trade if Devin White's gone, are you trying to trade back and get Devin Bush at 27 or something like that?
Or are you giving up picks to move up in the second? Or are you counting on a Blake Cashman or a Boston Joseph or one of those types? And that's just kind of like, really?
And that's very risky.
Yeah,
because somebody else might value him in the middle second round where they're going, okay, we're not going to take Devin White if he's there. We're going to grab a lineman or whoever. And then we'll get Voshan Joseph, Mack Wilson, Blake Cashman in the second.
Yep.
Because we're not going to get him in the third because we're not going to get him past the Vikings.
Yeah.
So.
Where do you think that, so like if you're ranking needs, like on our draft boards, it's hard to just take Devin White off our board, but I feel like he kind of, not off our board, but back down there with the corners and the safeties and the running backs were like, they're not even in our top 20 because you can't take Devin White at 18. What would you do with him?
Play him 30% of the time? Are you subbing him in and putting
rotating linebackers now?
And so then you're heavily invested in linebackers, which doesn't seem smart. I feel like Zimmer's defense isn't built on being the strength of linebackers. Obviously, it helps when you have really good ones. But investing, I don't know what, $30 million in guaranteed next year on Kendrickson Barr.
Right.
And a first round pick on Devin White.
That's where that best player available thing. It's like if we're sitting on the board or on the clock and on our board, Devin White's the best player available, you can't take him. You gotta trade out. Yep. Or you need to just go slightly down and grab, some offensive lineman. Because It's just stupid. You can't pick a guy you can't play.
Yeah, it would make no sense. I mean, and then we go back. This goes to the Kyler Murray argument. We were saying, well, sit him for 2 years. You know, can't pick him if you don't play.
That's a quarterback.
Yeah. That's
a quarterback. That's different. I'm not like...
But I'm just going back to say, I was just going to go along the lines of, you know, we didn't have our first round pick, you know, last year. And like,
but the problem is, where's the path? Like, 5-year deal for Barr, 5-year deal for Kendricks. Where the hell is he going to play? Are you going to sit him for 6 years? There's no, like, he's going to be off his frickin' contract.
Yeah.
There's no, like, path to get a linebacker on the field. So, I don't know. Unless you think Barr is just going to, like, well, Barr's not going anywhere. I could see maybe Kendricks in a couple years if he fakes slowed down a little bit. They're going to bear a linebacker for the next 5 years, so. We're not drafting a fucking linebacker. It's over. Shut it down.
I was just asking. Just asking.
Devin White is
sweet. So now, would you put three tech and offensive linemen? Which offensive one are you trying to...
First right now. I really thought we'd have a lineman signed by now.
I did too.
Are you surprised? Let's go back to the tenders. We tendered Rashad Hill. I thought that like slightly surprising, but I like it.
I really like it now after seeing all the money that's thrown around.
$2 million for I'm hoping he's our backup swing tackle.
I'd be really happy with that. No problem with that. He's been here two years now.
He finished the Bradford season late and played well. And then he played the Keenum season, but I think he was mostly a backup.
Yep.
And then last year, so this will be his
third.
This will be his fourth year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him. I don't. He actually wasn't that bad as a starter. I didn't think like he was fine.
Did he play?
I thought he was bad at left. He was better at right.
Better at right. We started him out at left though. Correct.
No, Riley Reiff plays left.
But Reiff.
You're talking about like way back or this season?
No, way back.
Oh, he played a little bit of left with Bradford.
Yeah.
And because was the year where we had like Jake Long
and TJ Clemmings
and was it Matt Khalil?
Yeah, but yeah. Khalil got hurt early on.
Khalil got hurt. Then it was Jake Long, and then it was then it was TJ, and then it was Rashad Hill, who actually played kind of well. But I think Rashad Hill played a little bit of the Buffalo game, and I don't know if it was a Buffalo game, but there were some highlights I watched. Oh, Arizona. Olsen posted the two fumbles by Cousins and Rashad Hill got beat bad like a couple times on that game. So
didn't we bring him in as a sixth offensive lineman a lot that game? Was that what it was?
No, I think Reiff was actually out that game.
Okay.
But yeah, we did that a lot with Rashad Hill. We brought him in quite a bit. So I like that. But like getting back to where you're saying ranking offensive line or defensive line need, I think Zimmer can figure out the defensive line a little more.
We signed Shamar Stephan. Yeah. So there's another piece.
Yep.
And
we've done.
I feel like having one quote unquote glaring hole on the defense is better than three of them on
the offensive line. You know? Yeah. Well, that's what's funny. You look at our defense and it's like people are bitching that we're not doing anything. We're not making any moves. Barr helps a lot, even though it's funny. Like, had we re-signed Barr 2 months ago, people would be bitching.
It would still
but, like, since it's like, we got him, it feels more like a fun free agent, you know? But if you look at our defense, there's only one spot where we're not like, we're good. We're set. Like, both our safeties, everyone loves them. Corners 5 deep with players everyone likes. The ends are good. I know some are a little down on Griffin, but like, come on. He'll, like, if we caught him, bring him back. Whatever we do with him, like, our ends are still good. Linval's good. Our linebackers are good. So it's just that one little spot, 3-tech. And we went 13-3 with Tom Johnson there.
And we, you know, we're probably going to get one in the first 2 rounds now, I would guess.
Yeah, I would be pretty surprised. I'd be surprised if it wasn't first 3 rounds. But likely first two rounds.
After adding, getting Stephan back, and kind of hoping first 2 rounds are offensive linemen.
I think I want to wait a little bit and just kind of see. There's still moves to be made. Like maybe we get like a TJ Lang for cheap, like someone that's old was cut. You know, if Nick Easton comes back here, I kind of feel like this is what our offensive line is going to end up starting as next year. Riley Reiff left tackle, Nick Easton left guard, Pat Elflein center, rookie right guard, first rounder, or second rounder, actually, and Brian O'Neill right tackle. Rashad Hill, swing backup, I don't know, Danny Zadora and some other random as So the new additions are really just rookie Nick Easton, which is very scary, and it's not like a huge improvement, but it could be a decent improvement. Like, Brian O'Neill should be better than he was last year. The rookie right guard is going to be better than Remmers, because Remmers was a disaster at right guard. Elflein, in this system, has to be better.
I was going to say, that I feel like more and more Elflein's going to take a step forward, whether he plays left guard or whether he's at center.
I think they like him at center, because I think that's why we kind of stayed out of the center.
The center.
I didn't hear any interest in Paradise or Morse or any of that, and I really think they think his skill set fits this system really well.
And they were probably like, you know, he rushed himself back from injury last year, so he never was 100% healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get preseason. He was thrown into the fire.
You know, get back bulked up and stuff. You know, when you're not able to work out and stuff, you're going to have to, like, take a while to rebuild all your strength. So it kind of feels to me like that would be a little... I don't think it would satisfy a lot of fans. And it would be kind of... It just seems a little risky to, like, be like Easton and a rookie RR.
Risky is the right word.
Yeah.
Because I can see it happening, and that's all I'm thinking is, like, a lot can go wrong with that.
One injury, and it's scary. If some guys don't bounce back, it's scary. But with, like, what people were paid, I don't blame them for going this route. Like,
not at all. I mean...
Billy fucking Turner. Bobby Hart. Like, these guys aren't even good.
And then Saffold gets $11 million a year, which, I mean, I was expecting him to get a lot more than that after seeing those bums get paid.
I think it might have just been the age thing, maybe. I don't know.
Still, he's 30. It's not like he's 40.
Why did those bums get paid so much?
I don't know.
It's weird. Is that because of age? They got like a bump because they're like entering their prime?
I don't know.
They expect
because like, they played with passion?
Or maybe it's just because they're tackles. Like maybe. Saffold's a guard, Paradis is a center.
Maybe they don't value interior offensive linemen because it's a passing league. Because
they played with passion?
What the hell are you talking about?
That took me a second to comprehend what you just said.
I forget which offensive line coach said it. It might have been the Bengals. And I think he was with the Jags last year where Bobby Hart came from. And he said that he liked what he saw out of Bobby Hart. You know, he didn't play the best. He gave up some sacks and some pressures, but he played with a lot of passion.
He's trying hard.
It was bad. It was bad. Like, you just basically said he sucks at his job with a passion.
Yeah. He sucks with a passion. That's beautiful. But yeah. Where were we? Offensive line?
Yeah, talking about those bums getting overpaid, yeah. Why Saffold didn't get paid.
Who's still out there? Daryl Williams.
Yeah.
Because Jawan James got a big-ass deal. But yeah,
who did he get paid from?
The Broncos.
Broncos. Okay. Okay.
I'm
not 100% sure who's all left out there.
Yeah, I know TJ Lang is.
Are you just talking like
offensive linemen? I was just talking linemen because like, we're not going for any safeties.
Yeah, no.
I think the places we could grab some people, it's, well, obviously linemen. And then I could see maybe a tight end like Max Williams, someone that's a little more athletic than Rudolph, and then maybe a receiver. But otherwise, it sounds like we were interested in Zach Zenner, so maybe they're looking for another running back, backup quarterback maybe.
Zenner?
Huh?
Detroit
got him back.
Oh, that's news.
That's news. Breaking news. Detroit brought him back. I mean, I think we're done besides offensive, maybe a cheap offensive lineman. Like, I don't know what else you could really do.
Do you know how much cap we have left after Barr?
Nothing. We had, like, eight. And that's, you still have to sign your draft class. Like, I think they still need to figure out, like, a restructure with Griffin or do something to, or they're going to structure Barr's deal where it's, like, low cap this year, bigger cap next year, just to get it in, you know?
Yeah.
But there's not much left.
Or, yeah, maybe they're like, all right, you'll get paid the third year after Cousins'
contract is out. Something like that, where it's a little backloaded. But so I don't know how we possibly could.
I feel like Amos 4 for 37 is a steal after seeing what Mark Barron got, or Landon Collins got.
The thing is, I think he's more of like your solid, like he's just like a solid safety. Like I don't think he's like a playmaker like Landon Collins. I mean, like Eddie Jackson was the playmaker for the Bears. He was kind of like the Anthony Harris to Harrison Smith. Like,
okay.
But I think it's a good deal. I think he's like a safe player. You know what you're getting. Whereas I think with we're talking about the Packers, obviously. They signed Za'Darius Smith, who was a 1-year wonder. Preston Smith, who's like...
He's a solid.
Solid, linebacker. Like, yeah.
Nothing special.
And like, then they signed Billy Turner. So they're kind of all over the place with, like. But I do think Amos is probably their safest, and it does seem relatively cheap.
No, I like their moves. I don't like the price tag they put on a lot of the guys, mainly the two linebackers and Hart. But I feel like they improved their team,
and they had to, like, they needed to add some defensive players.
And like you said, they've got two first round picks, so you can add to the defense or grab an offensive lineman early on. You could grab a receiver or a tight end for Rodgers to play with.
Well, they got Jimmy Graham.
Oh, okay.
Paraplegic. Barely moves.
God, he used to be so good.
Yeah, he dropped off the map.
As soon as he was traded to the Seahawks, it's like Sean Payton knew he was trash. It's like, yeah, we're going to trade you.
That body will never last.
He's like, we're going to trade you for Max Unger, who hasn't had a penalty since 2016 now.
And I think like a second round pick too, didn't they? I think they got.
Yeah, I think you're players. Right.
What do you think of the Lions signings? So they went Trey Flowers for like a massive.
$90 million. I don't like that signing. I like the signing. I don't like the price.
I think it's very just too typical Patriot guy. Like, I'm going to bring in a former Patriot and pay for him. Where Belichick's like, yeah, I'm not paying that guy. So it's like,
I'm not even going to franchise him. I'm not even going to pay him for 1 year, let alone slap him.
I'll just trade for Michael Bennett and then take the comp pick. Like, and there's Patricia like overpaying for some DN that doesn't even get a lot of pressures. And then they did Jesse James, tight end, whatever.
I'm not impressed with that.
Yeah, that does nothing for me.
Ben Roethlisberger couldn't figure out how to get the ball to him. I don't think Stafford's going to figure it out.
Yeah, he's fine, but he's not moving the needle. Some nickelback. Justin Coleman. Highest paid nickel now in the league. Didn't even know who he was.
He's
Seahawks, right? Where'd he come from?
I'm not sure. I was just going to say that he's Darius Slay's cousin.
Is that true?
Yes. And there's also another safety on their team who is also their cousin. So there's three cousins in one defensive backfield. So they get to spend Thanksgiving together.
Well, they'll be playing. So... Detroit plays on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. So. I was just saying, you know.
Oh, wait, I get your joke. Yeah. I got it. Okay, it took me a second. I thought you just meant they were like be near each other, but no, okay. That was good. I ruined it. And then they had one other guy they signed. Oh, Danny Amendola. Again.
Former Patriot. That's disgusting.
So stupid.
And actually, one ex-Patriot coach cut his ass. And then, and then another one picked him up. So I think Brian Burns, or whatever his name is, who's the linebackers or the head coach? Brian Flores,
yeah.
Yeah. I think he knows what he's doing.
Do you know Greg Schiano is the new D coordinator for the Patriots?
Yes. I did see that.
Greg Schiano. The guy that...
He got fired from Ohio State. Urban Meyer canned his ass.
Bears have made a couple moves. Mike James.
My bad.
Like it.
That's my guy.
I like that. It sounds like they're going to try to trade Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
Mike James and... Tariq Cohen or Tack Cohen, you know.
Yeah, that's a good
I like
little
that.
Backfield.
I think Mike James is probably better than Jordan Howard.
Mike Davis.
Why do you keep calling him Mike James?
Because there used to be a Mike James who played
was
for
he
Tampa.
Good?
Absolutely not. But he was always that guy who'd be like, oh, you know, get Mike James the football more. It's like, no, he's clearly trash. Do not give him the football.
Like, he's really good when they give it to him, but they don't give it to him enough. Give him a bigger role and he's just a failure.
Yeah, exactly.
So Mike Davis
to the Bears.
I think that guy's super underrated. Seahawks,
very underrated.
And then
he can catch the ball out of the backfield. Yeah.
He's big.
He's small, but he's a bigger body, so he bounces off guys a lot. He
can do the same thing Jordan Howard can for cheaper.
And he's probably faster.
Yeah, and can probably catch the ball better.
Definitely can catch the ball better.
So, like, just a better player.
Yeah.
I feel like Jordan Howard kind of reminds me of like Jeremy Hill. Like, they had one good season just because they were fed the ball so much, but he's really not that good. Browns have got Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, my goodness. That is insane. I have Baker Mayfield in our Dynasty League.
Unfucking real.
Holy shit.
So they got Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, David Njoku, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt.
Sheldon Richardson.
Oliver Vernon. Miles Garrett.
That's the second time the Giants and Browns have traded this year. Wow. In the last
week.
Dude,
that team is like getting really talented.
That team.
I'm glad to see him leave the NFC.
Yeah. So, too bad they don't have, like, a cool coach. I mean, like, Freddie Kitchens is, like...
That could be their downfall.
Like, hopefully they can his ass after the year like they did with Steve Wilkes.
Then Stefanski will show up, right?
No. Don't do that.
What are the Giants doing?
I don't know. They're changing their culture?
I guess. What is it? Eli? Eli culture? What is the deal? I want to see what they're getting.
Crazy. I had heard...
This Garofolo guy is reporting left and right. He's the guy who broke the bar news.
I have heard that... Well, somebody got a... I saw on Twitter. Somebody got text. Yeah, you saw that? Mm-hmm. First and second and Agba.
Yeah.
So let's start there. Let's start by... Yeah.
That was the rumor.
Yeah, the rumor
and
was...
And then it said that they were going to shop that deal.
For the next 24 hours. Yeah.
Which was like 2 hours ago, so...
So they probably didn't get anything, though.
It's crazy that no other team, like... Maybe it's a lot. Maybe they gave up a lot. Do the Browns have extra picks this year, or is that... Done with.
I think they have extra picks, but it's not the abundance that they had the last
and not
two
first.
Years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll let you know when we see what
so the Browns OBJ got. What pick do they have? 17? I wonder if the Giants swap their two for the Browns one, so they move up.
So now
the Giants would have two first round picks. Well, and I wonder if the Browns gave up like a future first.
If I'm trading Odell Beckham, I'm getting their first, and I'm not swapping shit. I want their first and their second, or I want two firsts.
I don't know. John Gruden got the, or yeah.
No, the Bears no, got the Bears got John Gruden. Second round pick.
Yeah, I got them to swap. Yeah, that's silly.
I
can't believe Beckham's going to the Giants.
The Browns.
Yeah, Beckham's going to the Browns. Yeah.
He's already on the Giants.
Sorry, I was rude. You know. Anyways.
So back to the Vikings.
Joe Thomas is on TV. It's just jaw-dropping.
He's so excited for his Browns organization.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm coming out of retirement. I got to pack on another 150 pounds because I'm fucking skinny as shit now.
Oh, I bet he'd still dominate at that weight. But he's a brick house looking like.
He's probably like just literally thinking, well, I sat in that fucking shit organization for like, I don't know why he played, but like every year we were garbage. I had idiots at quarterback, and now they've got like, they got, I mean, that they're the favorite to win that division. How are they not? The Steelers lost Le'Veon Bell. They lost Antonio Brown. They've added nothing. Roethlisberger's getting older. The Ravens have lost like half their defense. Mosley, Weddle,
Za'Darius
Smith. There was one other one too. Terrell Suggs.
Terrell Suggs, yeah. So four of their 11
starters. Crabtree's gone. Like they're losing everything. Plus Lamar Jackson.
Smoke Brown's gone.
And then the other team is the Bengals, who suck.
I mean, so the Browns are going to win a lot of football games.
That's just a fun team. Like them. That's my favorite AFC team. Look at them. Best team ever.
I agree. Baker Mayfield, really cool.
Baker Mayfield, really cool. Quality ball player.
Big fan. That is sweet. Beckham on the Browns.
Beckham on the Browns.
Him and Jarvis Landry.
Went to school together. LSU products. Good LSU products.
But they never won dick there.
Who was their quarterback? That's always the problem with LSU.
What's his face? Was it
Mettenberger?
Zach Mettenberger, I believe.
Mettenberger.
He was good in college. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It might have even been Danny Etling for a little bit there.
I don't think he was good in college. I kind of think those receivers were good in college.
He was not good in college.
He
was actually supposed to be really good, but he was not. So there's that.
Yeah. So back to the Vikings. What do you think about everyone freaking out that they're not doing anything? People don't realize there's a salary cap and we're at it. So that means we already,
think people realize that we're capped out, and the people who realize we're capped out blame Kirk Cousins for us being capped out.
It just seems so stupid. It's not like it's baseball. Oh, they just showed the compensation. It's not like it's baseball where like the Twins owners are cheap. Like the Vikings owners have already spent their money because we draft good and extend our own players.
Yeah, we don't go looking for other people's talent.
It's a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and Jabril Peppers for Odell Beckham Jr.
Wow.
That seems like not enough.
Agreed.
But I guess...
Jabril Peppers was a first-round pick 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think that's enough.
I think you got to get two ones for Odell Beckham.
unless people didn't want to trade, thinking that unless they devalued him because he's a headache for some people.
I mean, I guess Antonio.
But Brown's, you know, there's a bunch of there's a bunch of friggin' swagger on that Browns team, on that Browns offense. So I feel like Beckham probably meshes.
Yeah,
meshes.
He probably will fit in great.
Yep.
Him, Baker, Jarvis, man, it'll
Joku,
be fun.
Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Duke Johnson.
They still have Duke.
A decent offensive line. They have no defense, though, and they can't draft one.
Who has no defense?
The Browns.
They have a really good D-line.
Okay.
Denzel Ward.
Miles Garrett, Sheldon Richardson, Ogunjobi, and...
Oliver Vernon.
Ogba. Oh, that's right. They traded for Olivier Vernon.
Oh, I keep calling him Oliver.
Well, it's spelled like Oliver.
Olivier Vernon.
And...
And then they have... I don't know. Their other corner's a weak spot. And then I don't know who their safeties are now. Do they still have...
No, but they have that nickelback. They've got Breen Body-Calhoun.
Who's the safety they got from the... Don't they have a safety from the Packers?
Demarius Randle.
Demarius Randle, yeah. So... And their linebackers, I have no idea. Oh, wait, no. Christian Kirksey is really good.
And Skobert, Kirksey.
Yeah. That's a good fucking team.
That's a very good... I take back what I said about them not having a defense. They've got a good team.
I mean, it's definitely weaker than that ridiculous offense they just put together.
Oof.
OBJ and Landry or Diggs.
And Dillon. Antonio Collin, Callaway.
Yeah, whatever. He's nothing yet.
He's fat. He's a burner, though.
Good for him.
Just saying, Beckham, like, he stretches the field.
Beckham and Landry or Diggs and Thielen? Who you got?
Diggs and Thielen.
I think I'm going Diggs and Thielen. I think the difference between our second guy, whoever it is, I don't know who it is, and Landry is enough where I would...
Yep, that's the only
Beckham's
thing.
Beckham's definitely the best of the group, though.
Yep. I think it goes... Beckham, Diggs, Thielen, Landry.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the margin between Beckham and Diggs isn't as great as the one between Thielen and Landry. But...
I don't know. That's pretty impressive.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a really tough one because that's a really good wide receiver duo. Is there another one you'd rather have besides those two duos? You can't have Brown and Smith-Schuster anymore.
I know. I think we talked about this early in the season, like who's better than Diggs and Thielen. I think Brown and Schuster was one we brought up. I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of one. I mean, Danny Amendola and Kenny Golladay. I mean,
That's pretty scary.
Allen Robinson and
Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah, who's that? Anthony Miller?
Devontae Adams and Marcus Valdez-Scantling.
That's what's funny. People act like we're not getting players. We don't need players, and we have no money.
Yeah,
the Packers signed four guys because they have giant holes all over their roster and a ton of money to spend because they haven't paid anyone because they don't draft good players.
Yep.
So it's like, I know what people want, though, is they want us to, like, we should cut Everson Griffin and sign someone. It's like, you realize if you cut Everson Griffin, he would immediately get signed by someone, like, 4 years, $50 million. Like, do you see what these players are getting?
You don't... create a hole to fix a hole.
Yeah. I mean, like, part of me, it's like, okay, you could cut Everson and sign a lineman, and then you just have to rely on Weatherly, maybe. So, like, you're balancing
and,
a little bit.
And a mid-round pick to kind of fill, or Bauer or whoever to
fill in. So, like, I there's a little bit to it, but they're still good players. Like, the Packers just cut Nick Perry. Dude sucks. Like, there's a reason they caught him.
And they traded Ha-Ha Clinton Dix for a third-round pick, who they took in the first round four or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, and they don't pay their players. They traded Demarius Randle to the Browns. Well,
So we've extended Danielle Hunter, drafted and extended. We drafted him and then extended him.
And that Danielle Hunter deal is bargain. Is the world's greatest
Trey
bargain.
Trey Flowers got $590. His cap hits at the end of it are $23 and $24 million. Because his cap hit this year is only $6 million. So it jumps to like $19 million next year, and then it's... What is Danielle Hunter even average?
What is that, like $14 million a year?
Yeah, it's probably hovers from like 14 to 17. Like, it's ridiculous. So, but people we've drafted and extended: Danielle Hunter, Xavier Rhodes, Stephon Diggs, Everson Griffin, who's gotten two extensions, Harrison Smith, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph, Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr. Nine guys, but we also signed Linval out of free agency, but we've since extended him.
He was 26 when we picked him up.
Yeah, so, and then there's three other guys that make a lot of money on our team. It's Kirk Cousins, Riley Reiff, and Trey Waynes. And Trey Waynes is a draft pick. So, and then you look at the Packers. So that was nine guys we drafted and extended. Packers: Aaron Rodgers, David Bakhtiari, Davante Adams, Mike Daniels, Brian Bulaga, Corey Lindsey. Six guys.
Six. And, you know, they're not as enticing as our guys.
Yeah, I mean,
you take their top six guys that got paid against our top six.
Three of them are offensive linemen, which I guess is
And their offensive line isn't even like yeah, that good. It's always banged up.
Yeah, I...
Like, Bulaga plays like four games a year.
Yeah, it's actually like kind of weak that... So, and then there are other guys that make a lot of money. Jimmy Graham, who's not very good.
Trash. Jimmy Graham is trash.
Tremont Williams, who I think they drafted. He left, came back, and is not very good.
Yep.
And you think he's like 39 years old or something.
Fact.
But now, so they had... What is that? Was there six guys they had?
Yeah.
Now they have a bunch of free agents that make a bunch of money because they didn't draft. To get to where we are, they had to sign Adrian Amos, Preston Smith, Zarius Smith, and Billy Turner.
You can't. And I like those. I like how they... I like that they sign them. They're good players. But you don't build through free agency.
I mean, you do when you draft like that. That's the thing. Like,
that's a good point.
How many defensive players were on my list?
One.
Mike Daniels. We have Hunter, Rhodes, Griffin, Smith, Barr, Kendricks. Six of our defensive... Like, how are we supposed to go sign anyone if all of our guys we draft are good? Yeah, we could let them walk.
And, you know, people will be like, well, that's why the Packers have a really good offense. Their offense isn't that much better than our. I would actually prefer our offense, even with Kirk Cousins. The only thing the Packers have that we don't is a really good quarterback. And I'm talking like elite quarterback.
Yeah. Well, and it's again, look at like holes on our offense. What do we need? We need probably two linemen.
A move tight end.
And that's like, it's like a luxury. Because yeah. Rudolph is just as good as Jimmy Graham.
True. So, and a third receiver.
Yeah. What do they need? They need two receivers.
Two linemen.
Probably. And then our running back is better. Not that I don't know if they need a running back, but I think they need one more than we do. And then if we need a move tight end, then they need a better tight end to pair with Jimmy Graham. Because
true.
You can't argue to me that Rudolph's not as good as Jimmy Graham is. I know at their peaks, Graham was way better. But
right now, I'd probably take Rudolph, actually. Yeah.
And guess what? Our defense is still better than theirs, too.
Way better. Like, way better. So, they're playing catch-up. They'll be playing catch-up for a while.
So let's go to the Bears.
Just better keep drafting well. Otherwise, we're going to end up like the Packers. And it ain't going to be pretty.
It's just like... When you draft and extend nine of your own players, sign a quarterback, have another draft pick who makes $9 million because he's Trey Waynes and he's good at football, and then you have Riley Reiff, who you had to pay because your line sucks and he's decent, but you're not going to cut him because Billy fucking Turner just got paid. Like, Riley Reiff would immediately get, like, 5 years, $50
million. I was just going to say he's probably going to get $11 million a year.
Yeah, like, you can't cut Reiff and think you're, like, you already, it just makes no sense. So, let's go to the Bears. Players they drafted and extended. I could be missing a few of like the like cheap guys. These are like expensive guys.
Yeah.
But most of the players you extend are usually kind of expensive. Like the Vikings have no one that I can think of that was cheap. Anthony Harris isn't really an extension. But Kyle Fuller. Charles Leno Jr. That is it.
Oh, they drafted very poorly during the John Fox years.
So their big contracts are Khalil Mack, Allen Robinson, Prince Amukamara, Trey Burton, Mitch Trubisky, Danny Trevathan, Taylor Gabriel.
And six of the seven guys you mentioned were free agent signings.
Yeah. And Trubisky, Allen Robinson, Trey Burton, Gabriel. Was Amukamara last year too? Or 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Yeah. He re-signed. Back-to-back 1 year.
Basically, anyways. They sucked at drafting for years and years and years. And that's why you can trade for a Khalil Mack, because you have a giant...
That's why you can pay him $140 million.
Yeah, because you're not paying any of your draft picks because all your picks sucked. Like, so
and that's why it was smarter than them to do it right now, because they've got most of their team that they've drafted in the last like 2 years on lock until 2021.
Well, yeah.
At that point, and Mac already restructured part of his deal.
Did you see he restructured it today. Yeah.
So
it's just funny. Like,
you just need a GM who can manipulate the cap.
Like, there's two.
Who can draft and manipulate the
game. And if you can't draft, then you're one of these teams that's buying all the free agents because you can't draft. So, like, otherwise you're just going to have a giant pile of cap space.
And once you do start to draft, you can be the Browns and trade draft picks for really good players.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, why are the Jets signing everyone? Because they have a ton of cap space. Because they don't have to pay anyone. Because they can't
draft.
Yeah. It's like...
tell me one good, besides Jamal Adams, give me another good draft pick they've had the last 5 years.
Is Leonard Williams in the last 5 years?
Yeah, but does he... He was, what, number three overall?
Probably where they took him, it was... But he's a good player.
Good player, yeah.
He probably... if he didn't, he will get a second contract. I think he already did.
I think he did.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, it's like, do it with the Bears. Who have they drafted that's impressive to you?
Well, yeah, Mitch Trubisky. You've got... Impressed with or unimpressed with?
You must have misheard me. I said impressed.
Oh, okay.
And I think lately they've been better. Like, Anthony Miller looks like he could be decent.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of their first-round picks. They didn't have one last year because they traded up for Trubisky, right?
Yeah, they didn't have one last year.
And then the year before that, they drafted Trubisky. Then the year before that, they drafted Leonard Floyd.
Yep. So he will get a second contract. I think he's good enough. He will get a second contract.
Yeah, but like...
But I think their new GM is better.
Ryan Pace is definitely better than...
Than what they had. And again, who on their team? Kyle Fuller is the only one that's got an extension. And then that Charles Leno dude. If they drafted good players, they would have been re-signed.
They're and not, it sounded like a lot of people weren't too thrilled about like Leno going coming back to the Bears. Like, yay, we got a solid offense lineman, but he's not, like a top 10 tackle. Mm-hmm. Or anything like that.
Kyle Long might also be one that he definitely got re-signed. So I missed
him. Yeah, he did.
So I missed him. I think
just re-signed.
That's the problem. I think his cap hit this year is really low because he re-signed. So I was just looking at more guys that had like big cap numbers.
I saw somebody say, they're like, Kyle Long showed up on Bleacher Report's like most overpaid Bears. And he's like, shout out to my agent.
Yeah, I saw that too. They're not really overpaid now if they moved his cap number all the way down. But
yeah.
So and then the last one, Detroit. Matthew Stafford, Darius Slay. The only players, unless I'm missing some, but I went through all their big contracts, that were drafted by them and extended by them. There's a reason they can sign 4 free agents.
There's a reason why they're always in the cellar of the NFC North.
Right. It's just like these people that think that we need to start cutting players to sign players or that we're not making moves. These other teams have just huge amounts of cap space because they have no good players.
Yeah, we have good, like, cutting Everson Griffin. Why would you cut a good player?
Yeah. It's not like we have, like, the Jags did where they cut Carlos Hyde, whatever. Jeremy Parnell, garbage. They're going to cut Bortles. He's terrible. Like, the one I would consider is Rudolph because I don't think he's that great, but he's still, for $7 million, a decent tight end. And if Jesse James is going to get a freaking 4-year, $28 million contract, like, how Rudolph's going to get more than that?
Well,
so.
Yeah, what, Nick Boyle got 3 for $18 million?
Yeah, 3 for $18 million. Nick Boyle. Terrible player.
I barely even heard of him.
CJ Azuma, 3 for $18 million, I think. And then Tyler Kroft, like, 3 for $20 million.
I picked up CJ Azuma in Dynasty for a little bit. Trust me, he ain't worth $6 million a year.
Yeah. So like if you
two for $20 million?
That's the thing. Like if you cut Rudolph, you've created a hole at tight end and someone's picking him up for like 3 for $30 million.
Oh.
It's just our contracts are good. It's
okay, I'm sorry we went 8-7-1, but we don't have to blow the whole thing up and get rid of good players.
That's the thing. It's like people keep saying too, like, well, we won 8-7-1 and our team will be worse than last year. One, I don't fully agree with that.
And especially two, not after we re-signed Barr.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like we're going to be better talent-wise.
I kind of do, too.
Since we got Barr back, Richardson.
He's
we
the only...
go 13-3 with Sheldon Richardson. So don't tell me that he's more talented than somebody else that we're going to bring in.
You could definitely draft a 3-tech that's better than him. And, like... He's the only, like, actually really good player we're going to lose. Like, okay, we lost Sendejo. He didn't play last year. And we have a better safety.
Ooh, we lost Iloka.
He didn't fucking play.
That's what I'm saying.
We lost Latavius Murray. Okay. I think you can fill that with someone else easily. So, everyone's saying we're going to be less talented. But also, the reason we lost last year was not because of talent. It was because of coaching. It was because of our schedule was a fucking nightmare. It was because, like... poor offensive line play, but you don't think even if we did like barely anything, our offensive line should still be better than last year.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we get Easton back,
and draft a guy, it's already better. If it literally is what I said earlier, Reef, Easton, Elflein, rookie, O'Neill, it's better than last year because you've gotten rid of Compton and Remmers.
Yep.
I mean, on paper it is. So I don't buy the whole, we're going to be a less talented team. And also, we didn't go 8-7-1 because we're less talented.
I think the people saying that we're going to be less talented are just looking for an excuse and to say they were right when we go 9-7 next year. If we go 9-7 next year. Well, I told you, you know, we're not as talented, so it's no surprise that we went 9-7.
And I think a lot of it, they're just trying to be like, we have no cap space, so we're going to lose some good players. But like you said, once we got Barr back, it's like, oh, all we have to do is draft a lineman and a 3-tech in the first 2 rounds, and now how is our team that better?
I think it is better with if you do that.
Yeah. So I think that
even if it's the first 3 rounds,
yeah,
you take your second round pick might be a luxury pick because he's just clearly better than everyone else.
Yeah, maybe you get a receiver or a tight end or something, because the other guys we're losing aren't anyone. It's, you know, Eldrick Robinson, Amir Abdullah. They're just random guys that you can find on the street. So, but to finish this off. Wait, I already talked with Lyons, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. It was Slay and Stafford. And then their other expensive guys are Ricky Wagner, Marvin Jones, and Damon Harrison. They had 5 guys.
Damon Harrison, they just traded for last year. And he's on the last year of his contract.
Guys that made over... So, in the Vikings, there's... I think there was 12 guys now that make over $6.5 million cap hit.
Okay.
Kendrick's just like right around $6.5 million, and then everyone else is more than that. I think there was... Everyone besides Barr on this list, because obviously Barr wasn't on our team entering.
Yeah.
So yeah, 12 guys. The Detroit Lions had 5. That's why they had to sign 5 guys, because they, again, they're not paying anyone. So they had, and also like Danny Amendola, Jesse James, those aren't even impact
signings. Do you think Lions fans are thrilled about Danny Amendola?
I mean, they probably are.
Jesse James?
Because it's like, we got another, I don't know, that's tough to get excited about Danny Amendola and Jesse James, but. I think they're talking themselves into, yeah, this is looking good. We got a team coming around.
Yeah,
Vikings lost Sheldon Richardson, and we gained 4 free agents. But we didn't. We still have a ton of players. So, but anyways, that was just kind of because I see people on Vikings Twitter like freaking out, like, why are they not restructuring people and cutting people so we can help this and that? And you can't build a perfect team either. Our fucking defense is it's like 99% perfect.
And. Bill Belichick's Patriots teams are never perfect.
No,
are never perfect.
They weren't perfect. They didn't even have a deep threat.
Like, on paper, the Vikings last 4 years on paper probably more talented than the Patriots.
Yeah, because it's actually like I think Kubiak and Rick Dennison and Stefanski are going to be more impactful than any free agent signing. The reason Belichick wins every year is because he's the best coach in the league.
And he trades all of his guys. And he trades all of his guys and signs. Lets them all go and
gets comp picks. I mean, he does it a little bit differently than the Vikings have approached it, but like, although our contracts are ridiculously good, like,
I've always heard that, I've heard that we've got like one of the top cap
guys.
Yeah,
Rob Brzezinski. Yeah. I mean, we just got Anthony Barr to take like $2 million less to come back here. He's making $13.5 million. He's making less than Kwon Alexander, who he's better than.
Yes.
So,
I would have been so mad if I saw like. We got Kwon Alexander for $13.5 million.
Yeah, that would have been upsetting.
What?
Really? I can't tackle. I bet you Zimmer had no interest in him. He can't tackle.
Yeah.
So
he was probably like, you know, he's gonna get a lot of money and somebody's gonna be disappointed.
Yeah, he's like, nah, we're not taking that guy. But yeah, like,
what do you think about Kwon Alexander? Not a chance, can't tackle.
But yeah, so like you everyone wants to add more players. You can't have good players at every single spot. The Patriots last year, like you were saying, like they didn't have a deep threat once Josh Gordon was like did whatever the hell he did to get kicked off the team. And then they didn't have really much of a – they run kind of a different type of defense, but they didn't have like an edge rusher. You know, I know Trey Flowers is like their
– He plays on the edge, but he's
– It's a different type of defense they run, but there's still holes on that team. Even the Rams, I mean, they have – holes too. Their defense, I mean, Kirk Cousins chewed them up, you know.
Oh, Marcus Peters was not as good as advertised.
Yeah, but they were like some of the best rosters there, but they're still holes.
Well,
and with this defense.
And with their coaching.
Like, yeah, both those teams had great coaching. Saints,
I think
great coach.
Like you said, adding experience and everything, it's going to be so valuable to us. In the locker room, on the field, you really can't put a price on that. I mean, they don't come against the cap, which is awesome. You know,
I just think people underrate it. You know, they're like looking at you. We got to get a lineman right away. It's like, well, what if Rick Dennison comes in here and our new scheme and the way he actually the position he puts our players in, helps revert our line at least back to the Shermer. We're like, they weren't. You're making our shitty linemen pass protect 50 times a game.
Yeah.
Shocking that Tom Compton, street free agent, couldn't hold up when you threw the ball 45 times and ran it 6 against the Bills. Like,
shocking that we're like tied for 4th in the most pressures allowed in the league.
Yeah, okay, like, I wonder why. You know, we ran the ball like 12 times in 3 weeks for the beginning of the season. It's ridiculous. Well, and then you like look at our needs. What do we need? We need offensive line. We need 3 tech. And then like everything after that is just like luxury.
Yep.
Whereas you look
I think 2 linemen and a 3 tech in the first 4 rounds is kind of how we go.
Mm-hmm. Unless something crazy, we're like, you know, a tight end or a receiver. Really, those only 2 positions I see us. Unless we cut Everson Griffin, then I could see a DN. But we're not taking a corner. We're not taking a safety.
DN in the first 4 rounds, I would not put it past the Vikings.
Yeah, I think that's definitely possible.
And that's more of a future pick.
Yep.
This guy's too good to pass up right now because remember what we did with Hunter? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that with this guy.
Yeah, and you can rotate DNs in and keep guys fresh. And
I'm more excited for the draft now that we got Barr.
Well, it makes it clear what we're going to do. Now it's really offensive line, defense line, unless I would say D end, tight end, or receiver. There's just someone that it's like, this guy's way too good. Like, because we can actually use them. And I think we did it right by getting the linebacker, because I don't think the linebacker fit where we were. You'd have to rely on some.
And the market was not very good. It was not in our favor for a linebacker.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if like
you money said, wise or player wise.
Mm-hmm. And to find someone that can do the kind of stuff Barr does, where he's rushing and cover and he's tall. And I mean, it's just like, there's a reason Zimmer took him with his first pick ever.
Remember when we were talking about last offseason? See, we're either going to get Diggs or Barr.
Got them both. It is crazy. We got everyone. The only guy we didn't keep is Sheldon Richardson, who wasn't really a part of the core group.
Yep.
Like, everyone thought, okay, well, if you sign Cousins, you can't re-sign all these guys.
We've got our core play. Yeah.
Our core group is still here. Like, it's the same guys that
have been here.
Now, if you had a little bit more money, maybe you could add offensive linemen and something like that. But, again, you're not going to have a perfect team.
Oh.
It's going to be draft for the line. And let's hope we pick a good one, because our line sucked last year.
Said it last year, but how can you do worse than last year?
You can't. Tom Compton's gone. Remmer's cut.
Remmer's declined a restructure.
Yeah. And then his agent, you see his tweet, was kind of like, we were approached for a restructure. We felt it was like not in our interest to do that, blah, blah, blah. But then he said, he was tweeting like, my client, someone posted his PFF grade and said like he ranked, you know, basically middle of the pack for all guards or something like that, like below middle of the pack. But his agent wrote like, that's not that bad when you consider he moved out to a position, he's never played before, was on an offense that was very unbalanced and had to go up against Akeem Hicks, Snacks Harrison, and Mike Daniels.
Oh.
So he acted like, oh, it was pretty good, I guess, like that he did that. I do think Remmers is a better tackle than he is a guard. So maybe he'll get some money out there.
No question is he a better tackle than guard.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a way to keep Remmers at tackle or move him back to tackle, I'd have been happy to keep him. But with Brian O'Neill and Riley Reiff, there's no way I'm keeping Mike Remmers around as a swing tackle for that price tag. And I'm not letting him play guard ever again.
No. Yeah, and you're not going to like...
Maybe
you're definitely
pinch.
Not moving Brian O'Neill to guard. And you're not moving Reiff so that Remmers can play tackle.
Can play left tackle or Brian O'Neill can play left tackle.
There's just no fit there for Mike Remmers. And he sucks. So Tom Compton sucks. So yeah, like, I don't know how we don't get better.
It's got to be better. I think even if you get Easton and Isadora, I think that's better than what we rolled out there last year. God willing, that's not our starting lineup, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's the bare minimum, but if you get Easton and you get a rookie, it's still better.
I think that's an average offensive line.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm asking for. I don't need, would I love a top 15 O-line? Yes. But give me like 16 to 20 this year.
And can you really blame us if we don't have the best, a top 15 line, when you have a defense that looks like ours does, two good receivers, a great running back, a above average quarterback. Like, again, you can't be great everywhere.
Nope.
Offensive line is kind of our one spot where we're a little weaker.
And we're hoping to stab it this year. We want it.
Yeah, we're gonna get it. We're gonna get it. What do you? So Shamar Stephen, what do you think? What do you think his role is? I feel like he plays both defensive tackles. Like,
yeah,
some people were talking like he's like a three tech. I don't. Maybe like occasionally, but I feel like he's actually going to help spell Linval a little bit.
I feel like he's more of a run stuffing three tech. He's not a pass rushing three tech. So that's where I can see him, you know, subbing in for Linval in a nickel package,
yeah,
or coming in for whoever our three tech is in the base defense.
Yeah, yeah, to give people breathers and rotate them through, you know. So, and I certainly don't think he's starting.
No.
So
no, I don't pencil him in as a starter.
No.
I wouldn't even pencil him in. You can erase that. I wouldn't even pencil him in.
No, I would pencil him behind even like Jaleel Johnson. I think that guy has more of a shot to be a starter.
Jaleel Holmes has more of a shot than both those guys.
Yeah, because I actually see Jaleel Johnson and Shamar Stephen as similar players. They're depth at both spots. Jaleel might be a little better at three tech, where Shamar's a little better at nose, but like they're kind of just like Sheldon Richardson was like your classic three tech DT. He's a pass rush, but he can still stop the run. He's a good deal. But like Shamar Stephen has like barely any pass rush ability. So he's not like it doesn't really make sense to me. Tom Johnson, pass rush guy, you know? So I think they're gonna add someone, and I think he's just depth, and I think they really liked him. And he's available for cheap, and I think they thought Linval got tired. That he does need He's getting older. He needs
probably does. A I mean, you saw him on that oxygen tank. Yeah.
He was tired ever since the Eagle interception. He never got his breath from that, you know.
Fall off after that game.
I was looking at even a lot of our D linemen did, like Hunter faded. Sheldon Richardson. Someone was comparing his grades to Malik Jackson's, and while Sheldon Richardson did have a better defensive rush grade, his defensive pass. His run stopping grade was better, but his pass rush was a little worse.
Yep.
But when you looked at like their last like five games, Sheldon fell off the map at the end of the season.
Oh yeah.
So like, I mean, like you remember like Jordan Howard running all over us in week 17 and like just stuff like that. So I don't know if they didn't spell these guys as much as they'd hope, because
they were probably low on energy.
Who did we have behind Linval last year? Jaleel
Johnson.
Yeah, and I don't think he's like
Tom Joseph. Or Tom Johnson?
Tom Johnson, and he's more of Sheldon's backup. So, like, Jaleel Johnson was supposed to kind of be the, I guess. But again, I don't feel like he's... I feel like Shamar's a little better backup, nose
type.
Yeah,
I think that's probably why we went out and got seven.
Yeah.
It's like, Zimmer was probably like, hey, we missed him a little more than I actually thought we would.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring him back at that price, because that's a really good price.
And who knows, maybe it will end up being Linval, Shamar Stephen at nose, and Jaleel Johnson and Jaleel Holmes battling for three tech. We don't take one and we end up with that. That's our D line, you know. We did it with Tom Johnson.
I'd be very intrigued if Jaleel Holmes was battling for a starting spot.
And probably maybe like with say we didn't take one in the first two rounds, so it's like a third or fourth.
Yeah,
some like third, fourth guy battling with those guys. Is that like ideal? No. Does it check the box? No.
But if Zimmer thinks it'll work, then
I
trust all
Zimmer
for
and
it.
We went 13-3. With Tom Johnson as our three tech. Why did that happen that year? Like,
because
Floyd.
He was supposed to come back, but
and
he just never
did. Yeah. And like, did our defense fall apart? No, we survived. So you can have a hole on your team. I mean, we had,
you know, I think a hole at three tech.
If you were to pick a spot to have a hole,
I don't know.
A good three tech is nice, but I would think maybe like, I think the easiest spot
maybe a second, I guess maybe one of your second safeties.
Yeah. I would maybe second safety or second linebacker.
Yeah.
But
third linebacker for sure.
Well, that one doesn't even count.
Well, not
a starter. Not a starter.
That's right. Nickel. Definitely nickelback's more important than
that. But like corner's definitely more important than that. Both the ends, I'd say. I don't know. Do three tech or a nose?
I don't know. I'd rather step the run than, I mean, I guess if you've got, if like Aaron Donald's the three tech we're comparing to, obviously I'm going to take Aaron Donald over any nose tackle you say, but.
So, I don't know. What do you, any other thoughts on the Vikings so far?
Any thoughts on the Vikings? Oh,
is that kind of it? I think we kind of covered all of it.
Yeah, I like
that. I don't expect much more. I'm hoping maybe a cheap lineman somewhere, just so another guy to battle for the job.
I mean, I'd be super pumped if it was TJ Lang, so.
Yeah, I don't know who else much is available, but Lang was kind of the guy I still like. And also, he was cut, so he doesn't count against compensatory. Because now that we got Barr, I think we still are in line for a fourth, maybe? Third or a fourth? I don't know what Richardson's going to get us, but. Because we lost Latavius Murray, but we signed Shamar Stephen, so I think those two cancel out. Brought back Barr, so that doesn't matter at all. We lost Sheldon Richardson. I don't know, have we lost anyone else yet?
No.
I mean, we probably will. Like, I do think Sendejo.
Do we get one for Sendejo?
We do, because it was an option.
Because it was an option.
It wasn't cut. I think Dan Bailey, if he signed somewhere, could get us a seventh rounder. What's nice about all those guys, like the Dan Bailey types and the Sendejo types, is then that way you can sign a cheap guy and it cancels out, and you don't start eating into Sheldon Richardson's fourth rounder or third rounder that we could get. So,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of like you lose guys, they got to block each other out.
If you think you're just going to lose an average guy, sign an average guy back.
Right. Teddy Bridgewater. Back with the Saints.
Is that official?
It's as official as Bart of the Jets was.
Okay.
Which is how official everything is, because no one can sign anything. Oh, wait, no. Teddy Bridgewater could re-sign right now. Because he's going back to his original team. So, I don't know. It says on the bottom of the screen, expects to re-sign with Saints all the time. So,
because he's not going back to Miami.
Yeah, he's not going home. It sounds like they offered him more money, and he was like, yeah, no thank you. I think he probably saw that as too similar to the Jets last year, where he goes there, he's told he gets to, you know,
battle it out with Tannehill.
Battle it out, whatever. And then they draft Dwayne Haskins, and he's now stuck behind a young quarterback, future franchise quarterback type, and it's like, well, I have no future here. So
now I'm a backup in Miami where we're going to lose 10 times a year.
Yeah.
When I could be in New Orleans doing bike rides in the locker room after
getting loves dogs. The locker room, apparently. Yeah, loves doing the bike rides. And then he's behind a guy that could retire next year. You know, like we originally...
Or could tear his ACL because he's like 43. So...
like originally I thought, no way he doesn't... No way he stays with the Saints. Makes no sense. He's going to sign somewhere. But as we got to, like, free agency, there are no jobs open.
Yeah, we... I don't know if we talked about it on microphone or not, but we had talked about that. Like, where is he going?
Yeah, and like, I said it on Twitter that it's like...
Foles to the Jags.
Yeah, like that was pretty much a done deal because it's like, okay, they got DeFilippo.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. It's pretty obvious Foles are going to the Jags. So then who's left? Miami. It's like literally... And then once the Redskins traded for Keenum.
Yes.
That was the other... Well, they're not going to bring Keenum in and...
Teddy.
Bring Teddy in. You're kind of just like, what's...
You're throwing money... Too much money at one position.
Yeah, and you're basically... Yeah, you're basically holding a spot for Alex Smith's corpse, or you're going to draft someone. Or like, so it was Miami or bust, and I actually kind of understand now why he wouldn't want to go there. Because unless you're like your agent saying... Okay, we're going to come here, but if you do not draft a quarterback in the first round, like, we don't want...
Yeah, like, Teddy's good enough to start, and not just this year, like, for a while.
Yeah, we're only going to sign a 1 year with you, because we can't trust that you're not going to draft a guy. And I don't know your organization. You kind of a shitty organization. You know what? Let's just go back to the Saints. We'll wait another year. And maybe he retires.
The new coach, he wants to draft a quarterback, unless he's completely in love with Teddy, which he probably isn't. So he's just looking for a game manager to, you know... Keep the games competitive, so their team can continue to grow and not just get blown out the entire time.
And what is their pick? 15?
13.
So like they're with the fact that no one needs quarterbacks. I mean, like some teams do. Like the Giants could draft one. The Jags aren't gonna now. Like,
I don't think the Jags are gonna take
4 year deal. They're not taking one. There's no way.
They might think about it if one of the top three or four guys falls to the second.
Yeah.
But I think they've got way too many holes to fill to be taking a quarterback after you just signed Foles. And
no, it's similar to us with Cousins. Like, we can't really take one right now because we're all in. We're all in right now. The Jags are all in right now. You know, they're not looking for the future. They've got too many guys
Utterly disappointed last year. Like, yeah. Whoa, we were just in the AFC title game. We should not be goddamn 5-11.
Yeah, that team, man, they dropped off the map. And then they just lost Malik Jackson. They don't have any receivers. Traded a pick for Carlos Hyde. And then caught him.
Like your number 2-3 overall pick from 3 years ago, Leonard Fournette, barely plays.
Yeah, he's hurt all the time.
And he doesn't fit DeFilippo's scheme. Do you know why? Because he plays running back.
Yeah, no one fits DeFilippo's scheme as a running back. It's never, unless you're just like Darren Sproles, maybe.
Sproles, probably.
Someone that can catch dump off and run.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon, never going to sign. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Teddy with the Saints. I guess it is what it is. You might just be a Saint for life.
Oh, I'm buying a Teddy jersey.
Getting that Teddy black.
You know, I'm getting the Teddy color.
Color, it looks sharp too.
I just need to know that he's going to be there longer than just next year.
That's the thing. It hasn't said if it's a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, whatever it is. It'd be interesting if it was 1 year. Another down year by Cousins, you know? Fans start getting rowdy, you know?
Maybe. Yeah, but Vikings fans, they hate Teddy Bridgewater. Half of them do.
Yeah, they hate all of our quarterbacks. Maybe they like Case Keenum. Who do they like? I mean,
they do like Case Keenum.
Some do.
The only ones who don't like Case Keenum actually like know that he wasn't good.
It's weird. Like, people just turn so fast. Like, this Cousins did exactly what he did in Washington. Like, so what? Like, 30 touchdowns, 10 picks. He's, you know what? You shouldn't have thought he was a top five quarterback because he wasn't. You got what you thought.
You know, my bad for thinking that he could kind of carry a team, though.
You thought he could carry a team?
Well, our team, the way it's built.
Well, that's not carrying a team. That's joining a fucking cruise
ship. Yeah, but I mean, like, I mean, the reason why I'm mad at Cousins is because we went 8-7-1. I know it's.
I think there's four or five other reasons before Cousins. Did Cousins kind of shit the bed in big moments? Yes. So that's like his number one thing he needs to get better at.
And he left a sour taste in my mouth, but I'm not ready to cast him off.
Yeah, I think we can go 13-3 with Kirk Cousins. I just think people don't realize, like, every year's a different beast. Shit went wrong last year, and shit went very right the year before. Like,
and, you know, yeah, and the Bears, you know. They were a lot better a year earlier than we all thought.
And they could easily go 8-8 next season. That team is not. They lost their great defensive coordinator.
They lost their safety. They lost their nickelback, Callahan. Yeah.
They're going to lose Aaron Lynch. There's just a few guys. And they've added some pieces, but like they still have Trubisky. They got another year where people can see Nagy's offense. Like, I'm actually not. I'm not that afraid of that team.
I'm in the minority here, but I think the Vikings, after re-signing Barr, probably favorites to win the division because the Bears lost some pieces. I think Fangio's the biggest loss to that defense.
Shermer and it like completely fucked up our offense.
Yeah, I don't know who their defensive coordinator is.
They got a good one, actually.
I remember that, but I don't know who he is, but he's... Isn't Vic Fangio?
Well, and it's, you got to change. You have to.
Chuck Pagano.
Chuck Pagano.
Ooh, sorry. That's a good one though. He's a good D coordinator.
Yeah, but you are like, people thought DeFilippo was a great coordinator too. At least Pagano's he's proven though.
Yeah, he was with those not proven, so. Ravens defenses.
Yeah. Well, Bears have no first round pick, so this is sort of their team.
Do they have a second round pick? Did they trade that one this year? I think they traded their second round pick this year. I don't think they have a pick in the first two rounds.
Well, and then there you go. So like they're kind of running back the same-ish squad.
And we all know
which how I just went. Think I think they what overachieved. We overachieved with Keenum. I think they overachieved a little bit. And again, and we every year's different. Every year, yeah, we underachieved. Every year's different. It's like we have the talent to win every year, but it doesn't guarantee anything. If it's
just on paper and how talented your team is, why even play the game?
Right. And like, Dan Carlson, dude, make a field goal and we're in the playoffs. You win one playoff game and everyone's like, right, yeah, we got to the divisional round this year. Next year we'll do better. Like, so many stupid things cause you to...
Yeah, if we make the playoffs and win a playoff game, no one's freaking out, I don't think. You make it to the NFC title game and Cousins shits the bed. You go, all right, you know.
If you made the title game, no one would. Even if he shit the bed, it's like, whatever. Yeah, Bears have no second round pick.
Oof. It's not good.
New England has it.
Huh.
I don't know how, but I don't even know if that's through the. Would that be through the Raiders? Or maybe it's still somehow attached to Trubisky? I don't know. Did they trade a far away second or something? Who knows? Part of me almost thinks with the stuff that the Packers added that they're almost a little more of a threat than the Bears. Which is crazy to say because the Bears did go 12-4. They have a really good defense.
But there's Rodgers, then potential pieces on the defense, two first round picks coming up.
Yeah, they can improve far more. And they were 500-ish. And didn't Rodgers miss games?
Yeah.
Towards the end of the season? Yeah, so we got a pretty
tough division. Wasn't that this year they did the whole collarbone thing? Where he like was on IR, and they took him off IR, and he played a game, and they put him back on IR.
Yeah, I think so, if that was this year. I'm fairly certain. Who's their backup this year?
Not Hunley, Deshaun Kizer. Did he play at all?
I don't remember him playing. Yeah, maybe that's a different year. I have no idea. Whatever. But
I think he played. I do. Okay. I think Rodgers got hurt.
I think he got hurt, actually.
But I think that was 2 years ago when they did the collarbone IR thing.
He kind of gets hurt a lot.
He's brittle.
Also, he's brittle. Kind of played not that great last year. I'm sure the stats say otherwise, but like against us when he overthrew fucking...
Just saying. Maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't like football. He's just good at it.
Well, I'm not sure that's what it is, but... I'm
sure that's what
it is. You're positive he's just not a fan of it, a fan of the game. No. I think maybe he doesn't age as gracefully as like Brady, Breeze. Some of these people like just fall off the map a little more.
Peyton Manning had to have surgery on his neck like 4 times. Mm-hmm. One time he made him sit out for a year.
Maybe he's relying
on... He's bionic. The only reason why he broke touchdown records is because he got a bionic neck or shoulder or rotator cuff. I don't know.
He cheated.
Well, actually, thinking about how, like, you know, how non-zippy his passes were at the end. Like, you remember watching him throw and it just kind of... just floated. Mm-hmm. Couldn't even throw a tight spiral anymore.
That's going to happen to Rodgers. He's going to lose it.
One more broken collarbone, and we got just the man to do it.
Do you see, like, the GIFs and stuff of, like... you ever see that one where it's Rodgers on the sidelines looking at the play thing, and then he throws it down in disgust, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Rodgers reading the news that Anthony Barr is coming back to Minnesota. Oh, that's it's just perfect. Like, fuck this. Any other free agency talk?
Not that I can think of. There's, like, I'm thinking, like, Le'Veon Bell, but there's... Really,
nothing.
Nobody really knows where he's going. Nobody's said anything. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the market's kind of quiet on him.
Yeah, it does. It seems like it's just the Jets, and he's just making shit up.
Yep.
I don't know. I wonder how much cap space the rest, the three guys in our division have left now. After all their big spending, I mean, the Bears haven't spent much, but I don't think they have a lot to mess with. Well, they got Cordell Patterson. So
I'm sure the Lions probably have some room to play with, but they're probably gonna save that and roll it over to next year, I would think. But why wouldn't you spend and kind of strap yourself for cash, just sign a bunch of 1 year deals at the end of free agency and go on?
I don't know, because there is the rolling over, so maybe it is good to have open space, but I feel like they should add more to their defense, because, I mean, they did add some guys, but that offense just seems like maybe, I mean, Amendola, but they've got Kerryon Johnson, Stafford, Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, Amendola. Their line's solid. I mean, they have a hole because they cut Lang, but that's a pretty good offense.
Yeah.
Jesse James now is their tight end, who's not great, but he's better than what they had.
Yeah.
Are we in, like, one of the toughest divisions?
I would think so. Toughest, yeah. I mean, you're not going to call the AFC North tough. You're not going to call the AFC
East tough. The AFC North sucks now.
The AFC West is tough, but it's got the Raiders in it.
Yeah. Brown, they got... And they had a bunch of dudes.
Traded Osemele, but they also... Yeah, they added a couple guys.
Yeah, I think they got a safety.
Joiner.
They
had some
There
guys.
Was other guys.
So, you know, okay, so the AFC West kind of... AFC South. Yeah, Texans, Colts.
It's a weird division.
Titans,
it's those teams. I feel like it's like could be really good, could be really bad. Like, I don't really like the Titans, but they seem to always be decent. And then Colts, Jags, and Texans, they all have like a really high upside.
No.
Like, if Foles is good, the Jags are good. Luck is just could carry a team. And that team, like, they haven't added much.
They added Funchess for 1 year.
Yeah.
13 mil for 1 year for Funchess, who a lot of people said was the number one wide receiver out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like they have like $100 million of cap space. Any 1 year deal is fine. Who cares? What? If he sucks, he's gone next season.
Yeah,
who
that's
cares?
That's what, like, I'm saying. Like,
you could pay him 1 year $50 million. It doesn't matter to them. They have tons of money. You know, any 1 year deal is like, to us, it would be more of a problem because you have to fit into the cap. But like, they have so much money. But it's funny they went like a different approach. They're like, just because we have money doesn't mean we're just gonna go spend it on a bunch of fucking idiots.
Who's their GM? Chris Ballard.
Yeah, everyone loves him.
Well, I remember hearing somehow he's just not into the big splash signings. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll go and get some pieces, but he's not wanting to go out and get Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
It's really not up his alley. That's not how he...
Because he's probably...
That's not how he worked with John Dorsey in Kansas City, yeah. You know? He just, you know, get some guys, do your draft picks, re-sign your own
But that's
guys.
The thing, because as soon as you start having to re-sign guys, you need that cap space to start to re-sign these players. So... It's kind of smart.
And Luck's, Luck's got an extension coming up.
Yeah, well, and he actually drafted good compared to the last GM. I mean, you're going to have to pay. I know it's down the road, but Quentin Nelson, Darius Leonard. You know, if you want to keep, you know, Luck's going to need a monster contract. And then
Quincy
his draft
Wilson,
picks this year.
Malik Hooker.
Yeah, so like, again, it comes back to do you want to pay your, do you, like, if you think you're drafting good, you need to make sure you got the cap to re-sign your own guys. Or you can just draft like shit and just sign free agents.
So, you know what? I think the best signing of the offseason is Devin Funchess. Do you know why? That man got Eric Ebron to be good.
Oh, God.
So
that's... Devin Funchess, do I think he's good? No, I don't think he's good. But I would have said the same thing about Eric Ebron.
Yeah.
That, like, and that's... That fucker, that was a good signing. Because not only did he get Eric Ebron and turn him into a Pro Bowler, signed him for 2 years.
2 years.
Too cheap 2 years.
Yeah, wasn't it like 2 years, 10 mil or something like that?
So now they just, instead of him just getting a hit for agency and get paid, you know... He'd have got twice the money Jesse James got.
Oh, man. Can you imagine what Ebron would have gotten paid after just getting like 12 touchdowns?
Who is like the biggest tight end contract right now? Who's Ertz?
Gronk, probably.
Yeah.
Is that a big one?
What do they get paid? Oh, Kelsey's probably big. I feel like, who's the most recent, you think? I feel like Ertz was pretty recent.
I feel like Ertz would probably be recent. He's probably sitting around 10 to 12. But that's re-signing. Like, who biggest one on the open market?
Oh, that's true.
Like, what Jimmy Graham get?
His cap hits.
I know he wasn't cheap.
That would be the best one. That was just last year, right? Yeah. I mean, he's
older, but
and he like,
I think he's
Ebron is a much would have been a much better free agent than Jimmy Graham was last year. But it's at least we could like kind of get a barometer.
Yeah.
I just like. I wonder how overpaid Rudolph actually is. Maybe $7 million is actually not that
bad. I don't think Rudolph, after seeing Nick Boyle and Uzomah get paid, I think Kyle Rudolph's kind of a bargain.
3 years, $30 million. So he makes $10 million a season. But his cap hit this year is 12.6. It's so
what
bad.
What was Ebron's contract?
Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys were in the free agent pool
at the same
together.
Time. Well,
so Packers, scouts, not good.
No, and that's probably why McCarthy got canned. Because it's like, you do not know what
he
you're
got
doing.
A 2 year, $13 million contract.
So $6.5 million.
Yeah. His cap hit this year is exactly $6.5 million.
Compared to $12.5 million.
Mm-hmm. For a way better player.
Way better. Even last year was way better. Mm-hmm. Even last year.
Before we saw what we saw, even last year they should have signed Ebron. Yeah, Jimmy Graham was bad in Seattle. So, like, I don't know.
And he had a good quarterback. So, it's not like, okay, he just had nobody throwing to him.
I don't know what they did to fix Eric Ebron. But whatever they did, it worked. Yeah, that's like, Rudolph for seven is not... I think my more take is that I just personally don't think Rudolph does a lot except for use his size. Like, I wish... If we get a guy like a Chase Sternberger or...
Caleb Wilson,
or like one of those guys in like the third, if they fall, like that's perfect. I would gladly keep Rudolph, add him.
Who's
that's
that
awesome.
Ole Miss guy? Knox?
Dawson Knox. Yeah, I mean, there's a few of them. I don't know how, you know, impactful they're going to be as rookies, but if you're just saying, hey, every now and then you're going to come in and run up the seam, or, you know,
just spread the offense out a little bit.
It'd be nice to have just that type of something. Or
catch it if you're open. Don't expect the ball, though.
Yeah. And actually, I mean, it's kind of either or. Like, if we don't get that tight end, but we get a burner receiver, that's fine, too. Like, I just feel like we need one more guy that's a little bit more dynamic than Rudolph.
Yep. Someone who's a little who has a little explosive.
Yeah, like a little bit richer man's Eldrick Robinson. Like, you see what Eldrick did in this offense, and he sucks.
Like, Rashard Perryman's $4 million deal.
Yeah.
I liked it.
If we can get Mike Wallace... 1 year, $3 million, $4 million.
Will he come back here?
I don't know if he likes it or not.
Torrey Smith a free agent again? Or is he still in
I think
Torrey
Smith is.
Torrey Smith?
No. I think they didn't cut him, actually. No, they did not. They kept him. But there's still some guys. But like I was watching the I don't know why I was watching this, but it popped up on my YouTube at a press conference after Mike Wallace left. And Spielman was just praising him. Like, great professional. Like, we'd love to bring him back. But like, he clearly wasn't coming back here because he had 1,000 yards with the Ravens 2 years ago. 1,000 yards. And then last year went to the Eagles and got hurt right away.
Yep. He didn't even play at all.
No, I think he got hurt either like week one immediately. Like I think he broke his leg or I don't know what he did. But
like immediately though.
If you're talking about a guy that all he's going to do is come in and just run go routes or a drag, like he's actually kind of good for that.
Yep.
And he's not going to command a lot of money. I know he's older, but again, 2 years ago, 1,000 yards. Let me double check that because I don't want to be lying. He had, it was 2016. So 72 catches, 1,017 yards the year after he left us.
Oh.
And then the next season, he had 50 catches for 750 yards.
What are his averages per catch on those?
14 and 14 and a half.
See? So they didn't get him the ball as much, mm-hmm. but he averaged more yards per catch too.
So like early in his career, he was like a 19, 20 yard per play guy. And then he went down to like 16, and then he came to us and Miami, and he was like 12. And then he went back to Baltimore with Joe Flacco, cannon arm. And
but can't hit 14. It accurately, though.
Yeah. I mean, Flacco's probably one of the better deep ball guys. So, like, but he had 1,000 yards three years ago, 800 yards 2 years ago. Again, he's just a better Elder Robinson.
Well,
so I'd gladly take him. Yeah, he had 3 targets last year. So
poor guy.
Didn't get to play much. So that type of player, if we could get someone like that, then I don't care as much about the tight end. Because that way, if they're double teaming both our receivers, that means Mike Wallace is one-on-one with like their safety or their third best corner. No. Kind of he's going to beat him. You know, I don't know who else there is out there that's burner speed, but like you said, I think you like Chris Conley. There's some guys out there. So I still want Max Williams.
Yep, I'd like Max.
Yeah. Haven't heard anything about him.
Nope. All quiet. I'm sure it'll be a while.
Yeah, well, it's along. Like there's still a ton of people because it's going to be that like second wave, third wave. Once all the big spending's over,
yep.
There's going to be a ton of guys.
After
I sent you like
I would a say short... after Thursday or Friday, I think it usually dies down over the weekend.
Yeah, because Wednesday is the actual start of the league year.
Yeah.
You'll probably get Thursday, Friday, and then for like the next 2 weeks, there's just going to be slowly
just leaking
cheap contracts coming in. Like a Bashard Perriman 1 year, $4 million. A bunch of guys that are, they're kind of a little upset limbo. They didn't get paid.
They're in limbo.
Like, yeah, it's like either...
Do I take this or...
Do I wait?
Do I wait and get a better offer? But maybe I don't even get a better offer because mm-hmm.
it's musical chairs. Like if you don't jump in there, like the safety market, there's so many good safeties available. Like Arcendejo and Ioka, they're not getting any money. You know, and then it's like if you don't sign for a 1 year three early with some guaranteed money, are you gonna be sitting out all the way till training camp?
And you might only get a vet minimum at that point. So.
And once these big like the teams with all this cap space. Spend some of it. They're not going to keep spending a ton. They're not going to like Detroit's not going to then be like, oh, I'll take Max Williams for 4 years, $20 million. Like, they're done. They blew all their money in there because they got to pay those signing bonuses. Like those teams have to pay cash.
Yeah.
Like they were saying, the Raiders, they're kind of done. Even though they got a ton of cash base, the owner literally doesn't want to pay anymore because he's got to pay Antonio Brown, LaMarcus Joyner, and I swear there was another one in there.
Was there an offensive lineman they got?
I feel like it was a D-line. Or was it a linebacker? Raiders free agent signings. Mm. But they were saying that he's actually like...
Al Davis doesn't want to
open his
pocketbook. Or Mark Davis.
Oh, Trent Brown. Who, what the fuck did he get paid?
$16.5 million.
I mean, he did open his pocketbooks. But now he's not going to go sign a bunch of these wave two, wave three guys and like overpay them. Yeah. He's like, I'm done. I already just shelled out probably like $80 million in signing bonuses for Brown and Trent Brown and LaMarcus Joyner and all these guys.
Unreal.
So like, I think if we just kind of be patient, we're going to eventually find some lower guys. But the only problem is we actually have no money. Like, I'm not even sure how we got Barr under contract.
I have no idea how we got Barr.
Like, we had like 8 to 10. It was
got to remember, we don't need to officially have enough money. Well, I guess with Barr, we do. Or until the new year starts.
The thing is, though...
I guess that starts at midnight, doesn't it? So,
yeah, but like, what if Barr was like, I'll just wait? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, I agree to sign with you guys, but like...
I don't have to
figure it out. The thing that we do need to figure out, though, is if we are going to mess with Everson Griffin's contract, I think it guarantees on Friday. So if a restructure or a cut needs to be done by Friday. So I think that's sort of like the tentative deadline of us like doing something. But who knows? Maybe we just structure his contract in a way that makes it fit, and then we don't sign much of anyone else. But
yeah, maybe we're spreading that signing bonus out.
Yeah, far enough. Line. I mean, they structured Trey Flowers where he only has a $6 million cap. And the dude's making $19 million a year. Well, when in years 4 and 5, you're making 25, you can make the first year really, really, really tiny. Yeah. So there's ways to do it to get it under.
It's just how miserable do you want to be down the line?
Yeah, that's the thing that like people are, why don't they restructure Rudolph? Just restructure him. This is, you know, but it's like, what if they don't, like, what if there's no one they actually want to get? What if they're looking at this and they're going, well, the lineman went for too much. There's just really nothing we need to do. Then just pay Rudolph his $7 million and let him walk up. It's like with Jared Allen. Remember he made like a big, it's like $18 million or something his last season.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, restructure him. It's like, yeah, okay, but they're kind of ready to move on from him. So just let him play it out and then let him walk. Because if you restructure Rudolph, let's say you do a 3-year extension where you give him a really low base salary this year and just spread out the signing bonus, and then say he kind of sucks this year, and then you want to move on.
Then you've got $4 million or you got $5 million in dead money.
You got a bunch of dead money because you it's what the Steelers used to always do. They would just continually restructure contracts down the road. Well, it backfired on them. Now they had Brown like they had to eat a ton of money because they redid his contract like 10 times.
Oh.
So unless there's like we can't sign Nick Easton because Rudolph's contract, let's restructure it. But what if there's just no one that they're like, this is, there's no one really out here worth signing. Let's just go to the draft. Then just pay Rudolph his $7 million.
Yep.
Pay Everson Griffin his $11 million. Griffin's a little different because he's on the contract for like 3 years. So he...
So restructure for Griffin makes
more sense. If
you feel like he's going to be around.
Exactly. If Mike Zimmer is like, hey, I like him. I think he's got his shit together. I want him in our D line for the next 2-3 years. Then a restructure makes sense. But if he's a little wishy washy,
yeah. If Zimmer's going, maybe this past year is kind of the decline of Griffin, and that we might have seen his peak, and he's not going to play anywhere near that level again.
Uh-huh.
Let's not restructure him. Let's wait till the end of the year, and if we have to cut bait, we have to cut bait.
Yeah, because contract would guarantee this year, but next year you could cut him for no dead money at all.
No.
You know, I've actually heard
like $14 million.
Yeah, a big chunk of money. I've actually heard, I think it was Doogie was talking about, they might actually restructure him and lower his years. That he actually would like to get to the market.
Oh.
So, like maybe he would literally just take, cut a year off so it's only 2 years, and then spread this, move his base salary into a signing bonus and then
spread it out
over 2 years. I don't know. But I'd have to think that they're kind of like, hey, Griffin, man, like we've kind of like created a nice little like cocoon for you. Like we know you, we have people that help you with your, clearly you have a bit of a you know, some mental health issues that like, it seems like him going to a whole new team just seems like a bad idea. Like a new environment, new everything. I don't know. Maybe a fresh start's good, but like,
Him going on the open market at 32, though, I don't think that should be very intriguing to him.
I think he just knows we're never going to pay what he's on the books for the next couple years. So it's like,
oh yeah,
would I want to? Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think a team would be a little scared of him too. Like he went MIA on us for like 4 games.
I definitely think somebody would be scared. I mean, I'm kind of scared of him. Like, what? I don't know what I was saying where I'm going to get going in the season.
So there was like talks that
we could hear something tonight. Like something happened tonight.
Which I think is why some people are like, well, we should cut him and sign a lineman and then let Weatherly start at DN. I'm not completely opposed to it, actually.
No, well, I mean, I kind of am with Morse, Taylor, Saffold all off the board, Paradise.
Oh, yeah, the linemen are gone now.
Yeah.
But that's also some of the stuff people are bitching about is that they should have done these moves. They should have just cut Griffin or they should have tried to restructure Rudolph. But I didn't like... Griffin scares me, but he also scares me that you could cut him and he goes somewhere and he gets his head screwed back on. And remember 2 years ago when he was our best D lineman and he was a tier?
He's 2 years removed from having like a defensive player of the year kind of season.
Someone posted the most QB hits since they started tracking him. And, well, first off, Jared Allen was like third.
Yes.
And he's a fucking monster. And he's like kind of underrated for how good he was. People think he's awesome, but... Everson Griffin was on that list, like not. Like,
I think he was number 9.
Yeah, he was I think it was like a 25 man list or something, but shockingly high for someone that's. Because it was guys like Jared Allen who were active, who are not active players anymore. So, like, for someone,
DeMarcus Ware's on that.
Yeah, list. Like Griffin is.
JJ Watt's up pretty high.
Was number one.
Yeah,
he was. JJ Watt was number one.
JJ Watt, and by far too, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yep, his hits per game was like ridiculous. But Griffin was. I was kind of surprised how high he was up there for someone that wasn't a full time player for
4 years.
Yeah, like for like his first whole contract. So I remember the first time we went to free agency and we re-signed him. People were like, oh. Unproven, you know, I don't know. But every Viking fan was like, no, dude, this guy's good. Like, we've seen him when he gets in there and just need to get, you know, I don't know, he's going to take Robeson's job or whatever it was. But
again, we were putting him in that linebacker because we just had to get him.
Yeah, he's fucking playing gunner. The dude was awesome. So I did, yeah, like if he figures out his personal life, gets back into playing shape, gets that, like, at, you know, he could be a 15 sack guy. It just scares me to cut him. Yeah. To what? Overpay a lineman? I know we need linemen, but. Draft them.
Yeah, let's not be dumb with them, with what money we have.
We know what free agency linemen look like. They look like Mike Remmers. They look like Riley Reiff, who he's better than Remmers, yeah, but he ain't that great.
Yeah, he's not the Riley Reiff I thought I was getting.
Reiff 2 years ago, I thought, oh, great signing. Reiff last year, stepped back, and yeah, he's not like he's some stalwart left tackle. He's a...
You're average. Yeah, middle of the road. You know, you can do much better, but you can also do much worse.
I mean, maybe if you just draft a lineman, and then sign a guy for like a 1 year, like that's why I kind of like the TJ Lang route, where it's like
I wouldn't mind TJ Lang because the last 4 years he's graded out as top six in pass blocking grades,
and like you're not stuck in a big long contract. You're not. It's like it sounds like he was actually thinking he's still kind of contemplating whether he even is gonna play this year.
Okay.
He was on Sirius Radio, and he was kind of like, you know, I'm going to talk to my family and kind of figure things
out. Well, it was kind of like Weddle, too. Weddle was like, I might just call it quits, but the Rams jumped in early, and he was like, meh,
yeah. Right. So, I could easily see, like, Saffold falling off a cliff. Like, even though I was kind of, I mean, I would have loved if we got him, but, like, 30-year-old, like, again,
wasn't that Levitra?
Yeah. Well, even Kelechi Osemele. His PFF grades last year were horrible. He got benched for a while.
Really?
Yeah, for like I mean,
Gruden people wasn't... wanted to trade Trey Waynes for him straight up.
Oh, if you were trading Trey Waynes, I think it should have been for Kevin Zeitler. Oh. That would have been a trade I would have been okay with because at least Zeitler's like was a top five guard.
Yep.
Now, and I also think that our freaking coaches think they can find linemen. It's what Kubiak did is like it's what the Shanahan, the Kubiak. They're always like, well, we're pure zone. We're just going to find guys that are undersized, that are athletic in the...
And they can move.
Third, fourth, fifth, that can move. Oh. I think, you know, grab a guy in the first or second, get a three tech, and then take two or three more linemen.
Just stock up. I mean, we have, what, three comp picks? We have four picks in the last two rounds, right?
Yeah. I think we're down a fifth, but we have an extra sixth and extra seventh.
Okay, so we have eight total picks.
I mean, I have no problem, like, just
having two linemen out of eight picks, I'm not...
I have two at least. I would have no problem getting three.
Oh, no. But I'm just saying, like, if we only got two linemen,
I'm not
upset. Now, if we only get one, that's I'm mad.
Well, that's important. That means we had to have signed somebody, because right now we only have... Yeah, the only guard on our roster is Danny Isadora.
If we don't draft a lineman in the top four rounds, though, I'm going to be a little irritated.
There's no way we could not draft a lineman. There's no fucking way we don't draft a lineman, at least one in the first four rounds. If this is what our roster looks like going into the draft, it's going to be very Treadwell-esque as far as, like, we're showing our hand. Like, we have to take a lineman.
Yeah.
Unless a really good three-tech is there. But
unless
like,
Christian Wilkins is there.
Yeah, like...
And Christian Wilkins grades out better than the linemen that are there.
Yeah, because even then, yeah, if it's Christian Wilkins and Cody Ford is there too, maybe they still get linemen or Bradbury or someone. Like,
Taylor or...
We're going into it with a very, very clear need. But
seems like it's going to be three-tech or linemen.
We went into the draft last year with a very clear need, and we took a corner. So, who knows? Because it was definitely lineman last year. Like, what else were we looking for?
Because we grabbed our three tech. We got our three tech.
We had our quarterback, tight end. But there
It was not a good tight end class.
Yeah, it was Dallas Goedert and Gusecki, which went mid seconds. So, yeah. We basically needed a lineman, and we
took Mike Hughes. Cornerback.
So this is the year we take the lineman.
Unless you take a safety.
Oh, no. Taylor Rapp, first round pick.
Chauncey Gardner-Jones. Whoops. Or Johnson, whatever.
You don't even know his name. I don't even know
his name. I think it's Gardner-Johnson.
I don't even bother looking at those positions.
His name's Chauncey.
Chauncey Billups.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like him.
Yeah, I gotta like him. All right. You got, I think that's probably it. Wrap it up. We'll, I don't know, next week, probably a little bit more free agency stuff, but then we'll start talking some more draft. People, you know, people like the draft talk. They like to learn about these prospects, you know. I've been reading up on a lot of the more mid-round picks lately.
I've been looking at a little more mid-round picks.
Because, you know, you don't want it to just see all of a sudden the first round, or you don't know anybody. How fun is that? I want to be like, because, you know, we're going to be in Vegas. So I want to be, you know, I don't know, sitting at the crafts table, TV over there in the fourth round. And I'm going, are you fucking kidding me? You know, how Blake Cashman's still on the board? Like, take him.
Oh, Devin Singletary's there in the fifth? I bring him aboard. I want him.
So hopefully that's how it... I mean, I think...
Oh, we took Justice Hill? Are you kidding me?
I think I'll know more about this draft than, like, every draft combined. Because I've been just reading about it like crazy.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I usually go in knowing, like, a decent amount about the draft because I watch college football. Mm-hmm.
See, I don't really watch college football at all.
Yeah.
Besides and highlights on YouTube.
The worst part about college football is, like, you're like, oh, wow, this guy is really good. But... it's like, is he good enough to play on Sundays? Because there's always like guys in the sixth, seventh round where I see their draft and I'm like, huh, I'd have thought he was like a fourth or fifth round pick.
It's always funny too. Like there's guys that I'm just like, this guy's fucking sweet. Like Lawrence Maroney. I remember him in the Gophers. I was like, dude, this guy is awesome. Gets the NFL. I mean, he's drafted first round, but he was
all right.
Mediocre at best. Like, no. And then, but like Marion Barber went in the third and he had a way better NFL career. It's like, what the hell's going on here? Also, I remember like Mike Max Williams. I was like, this guy's unstoppable. Like he's just leaping over people.
Yep.
And he's just done nothing in 4 years. So I don't know.
Stupid Ravens.
As you can see, I've only really kind of watched the Gophers. I don't really watch anyone else, but I don't even really watch them actually, to be honest. So.
Oh, you have been to a Gopher game though.
Oh, well, Lovie Smith had to be there.
right on. So yeah, we'll wrap it up. Catch us next week or in a couple weeks and. We'll fill it in.
I think we'll get one next week. If we don't have a ton of free scenes, I think we'll do a little draft talk. So perfect. That should be good. All right. It's been a pleasure.
See ya.